Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for The Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here. It's your home of the Kentucky Derby. Ninth round of the Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. As we roll along, those are always last minute deals. That's why I made that face. Yeah, but we'll get it done. Don't worry. So we're over here with you. We'll be out there next week. Chase will be there. Have you been on the backside before, just as like a fan?
Not while anything's going on.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So this will be good.
Well, this is going to be awesome. You're going to love this.
Yeah. And my friends are very jealous.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Are they jealous of you waking up at like super early in the morning and having to haul equipment to and from and all that stuff?
Absolutely not. But they don't know sacrifice.
There we go.
That's right.
They don't know it.
Truth.
They don't know the sacrifice.
True sacrifice. Damn right.
Yeah, he missed Thunder because of a soccer tournament up in Indianapolis, so he didn't get to see the big grand finale that we had and the amazing air show and all the stuff. You were up there with your kids just coaching soccer.
Yeah, we had a loss and a tie, so lost to the worst team in the league, tied the best team in the league. So
there's a really funny Instagram thing about travel baseball that could also be for all the sports. Like, we got an easy little weekend here. We're going to start in Croatia. And if we win, we're going to go doubleheader over them, whatever. Like, it is so freaking funny.
Well, like, my daughter's travel team, they're like, it's like a week away. And he's like, I don't know if we're going to play or not this weekend. And I'm like, well, brother, you better get it figured out, because this family's got a life to lead.
No, I've got to find this, because this is, it's everything that everybody who plays a travel sport is. But I will find this,
I
Chase.
Think I saw you post it on Instagram. Yeah. It was like, we're going to go down to Belize, we're going to go around the Horn of Africa.
Right. And if we win, we've got an easy little weekend here.
We're going to row over to Cuba.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, it's like, it's truly is. It's like, amazing.
Are we really all just
and
traveling
we just accept
like this?
People just accept it. Oh, well, you're not going to be any, you won't be ever going, don't ever go anywhere in the sport if you don't do this. Really?
Well, I mean,
sure about that?
Like 1 year, this is 2-3 years back, the Ashley's like, we're trying to plan fall break. She goes, well, I don't know if we're going to have soccer. I'm like, well, let's just tell them we're not going to be there.
Yes.
Like, what's the problem? And I'm like,
right.
Well, Ren might lose her spot. I'm like, if she loses her spot on this, like, we'll get out of here, man. It sucks.
Yeah, I am sending this to you, Chase.
Terrible.
It's actually, I think it's Matt Leinart that does this. He actually
is Matt Leinart.
You know, he's got the one I was talking about, like at the airport. We all do this. We transfer planes. We go to make sure the gate exists, and then we. And then we go out to get, you know, wherever we're going to go to the bathroom, whatever.
When we saw Matt Leinart at the Holiday Bowl, I didn't realize his Instagram was so good.
I didn't either. I didn't know that was, he's like a content creator now.
I guess so. You got to adapt. If you have a platform and you're Matt Leinart, why not?
Yeah.
I think he's on isn't he on Big Noon Kickoff on Fox?
See, if you can put that to, I should have sent it to your email, shouldn't I? Okay, yeah, he's probably sending that.
Send it to his email, yeah. Because he sent it to them and now he's going to send it there. So
is Leinart there or is it Brady Quinn you're confusing him with? Maybe.
Leinart was on. He was on TV at one point, and I know he's doing Wendy's commercials.
He is? Oh, yeah. I think I saw that.
He's doing some Wendy's commercials?
Yeah, Leinart, yeah. Yeah, he and Brady Quinn both are on there.
On Big Noon Kickoff. So he's doing some stuff, which makes sense. Makes total sense.
Yeah. But it's just, people are just, I mean, everybody listening. Okay, here it is. This is, I mean, and the title of it is Travel Ball Parents Getting Their Schedule.
Low-key schedule. We leave for Honduras tomorrow for a tournament on Saturday and Sunday. It's about a 49-hour drive, so plan accordingly. From there, we're going to raft over to Cuba for a night game on Monday. Now, if we pull out a win in Cuba, we get an automatic bid into a tournament that's in Croatia. That game will be on Wednesday. Once that's wrapped up, I would like everyone to meet Saturday morning.
Oh, and it's not? Yeah. That's your life.
That's our
life.
That's
it. That's your life right there.
Dripping in Under Armour.
Yes, that's right. Yes, that was a good one, too. Dripping in Under Armour.
We've had two. We went to Cincinnati and Indianapolis. That's about as good as I could ask for. Yeah. I mean, really, honestly. E-Town a couple times.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Reasonable. It's the ones where you're like, my buddy had to fly to Arizona for a soccer tournament. I'm like, no. Yeah. I'm like, no. That's too much. They can find her right here if they're looking for her for college or whatever. But did you see the hat that Taylor Swift wore to Coachella?
Yeah, they had their podcast
on it. It's like sold out. Like, nobody can find the hat. Like,
making each other money as they can.
It's just making each other, rich, throwing some money Jason Kelsey's way. So, it goes on. The beat goes on.
Well, that was like a week ago, right?
Yeah,
I mean, when they were there, that was like a week ago,
right? But hat is now completely sold out, totally gone.
These Kelsey boys know what they're doing.
You think we'll see them here?
I don't know. I know it's your obsession. I don't know why you seem really of all people, you seem very intrigued by them. Is there something you know or worry about?
I feel like there's a solid chance that they show up here.
I know. Some people said they couldn't hear that because it was pretty low. We'll see. Maybe if you can edit it and boot. I mean, we just 1 second production on that, so it wasn't like we had time to really do much with it. But anyway, we'll talk to you here this morning. 267-968. He started out the show talking a little bit about Kelsey's got he's got one more down. Our Pac-12 sixth man of the year, Corin Johnson.
And Corin is he's a good player, obviously, and he's looking for a place to start after being sixth man of the year in the league, and he's coming from a good program. I'm looking forward to, like, all these guys can shoot.
That's the thing I was getting ready to look up right now, because to see, does he fit the mold of everybody else? 37% three-point shooter, 72%. I'm sorry, 37% three-point shooter, 72% free throw shooter. If I'm looking at the stats right.
You are, and really his last three games that he played at Washington: 21 points, 23 points, 17 points. Really productive guy. He had 10 assists on 5 turnovers in those games in his last 3 games. So, really good assist to turnover guy, too.
Are the year numbers good on assist to turnover?
Yeah, 2.7 to 1.4. And
that's
so positive.
That's the statistical profile of the guys he has gotten. It seems to me shooters and assist to turnover, they're all, that's not by accident.
No. No, you're going to be able to you're going to be a good passing team. You're going to be a good shooting team. And I think by getting Chucky Hepburn, you start to put together.
And your shoes are going to be tied tight, damn it.
That's right. Your shoes are going to be tied. But Chucky Hepburn provides that defensive punch out front that we didn't have last year. We haven't had in a couple of years, to be honest with you. Being able to stop the ball from a point guard perspective and not be able to just let people into the paint is huge. And Chucky Hepburn is one of those guys that has proven it at the Big Ten level to be able to stop the ball. You're not going to just drive into the paint on Chucky Hepburn. Because that's the one thing I don't know about Corin Johnson or Rain Smith or, some of these other guys that we've got out front. Can they guard?
Mm-hmm.
Can they guard? And right. I know that Chucky Hepburn can.
I think Corin Johnson's a pretty good defender, and Hadley's definitely a good defender as well.
Right. Yeah.
And
then he has length, at the wing position. Yeah. So can Hadley play can he play a stretch four, or is he too small? I'm trying to figure that part out.
He's a little smaller.
He's 6'6".
Edwards is a lot longer than him.
It's just interesting looking at, we know what we're going to get, and this is going to be the modern analytics way of play basketball with Kelsey. They were 39% of their points came from three-pointers last year, which was the 15th highest in the country percentage.
Who's number one?
I don't know, but let me just go to the other part of it is their two-point, the amount of their offense that was generated by two-pointers, 335th. So they're one of these least, they're shooting as many, they're getting their points either in the paint or it's not the get fouled offense, because they're 323rd in terms of their percentage of points that come from free throws. So they, one of the 15 most teams that get their points from three-point land, and one of the lowest in all Division I basketball with two-pointers and free throws. There's going to be a lot of threes.
You know, the get fouled offense only bothered me because I hate relying on somebody to blow the whistle to go. You know, that's...
Well, I think you've got to be able to go to the... I mean, I always like a team that can... Because you're not always going to have the shots... Rolling.
Right. Yeah, and you know, drawing fouls I think is a big deal. You know, obviously you want to draw as many fouls as you can. The problem was we were a terrible defensive 3-point team last year, and we couldn't shoot the three.
Terrible at everything.
But the disparity was enough that it would sink you if you were a good team, because you could never make up that difference. If you made 5 and gave up 12. You're getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. I mean, you can go to the free throw line all you want to. If you can't defend the three and you can't shoot the three yourself in this game, you're toast.
And then the other thing, and you know, sometimes you got to go to the conference stats, right, to kind of have maybe a better analysis. I think,
especially in these major conference guys,
yeah. Absolutely. And so the other things I love about there again, the non-steal turnover percentage. They're one of the. They don't catch the ball out of bounds. The non-steal turnover percent. We saw, I can't remember the last time I saw someone catch a ball out of bounds before the Kenny Payne era, and it was every game or every other game.
It happened all the time.
Unreal. But when you look at the other thing, you look at a statistical profile, they were number one in their league. I mean, almost all the offensive categories, but particularly, man, in conference, their offensive efficiency was 120. That is an insane number.
That's terrible. No,
that's great. No, their offensive 120 efficiency.
Oh, I see. So 1.2 points. Ranking.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. They were 1.2 points per possession, basically. Entire conference.
Okay,
let me say that
incredible.
Right. Yeah. They were number one in tempo, and they were again number one in a non-steal percentage. But then the other one I like that I'm sort of going to, their assists per made three was the highest as well. 47% of their threes came off an assist.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, they're
that
really moving the ball.
That is a great number, because it's probably your best look is off the pass.
Off the pass. And I wonder how many of those came from inside out or off the perimeter.
You're asking a lot of questions.
I know, but I'm just theorizing.
I don't know.
I'm just theorizing. Yeah. I'm sure it's not found on that sheet there.
I'm looking at the KenPom stats, and so
when you said 120, I was like, that's not good.
No. Yeah. They averaged. Yeah, I didn't say that right. But because you know what KenPom does, they do per 100 possessions.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So yeah, but 1.2 points per possession.
That's great.
Think about how everybody scored against Louisville last year.
It was like 1.2, 1.3.
It's probably about, I'll go back and look, but that's probably like they were statistically.
Yeah,
it was
now,
allowing.
Alabama was number one offense in the country. What'd they do? Do you have that?
I do, but don't stop talking right when you ask that. Yeah, so, I can do that. You got to buy just a second or two. 1.26 per possession. So, but... Let's see, where was Louisville?
Louisville.
I'm trying to see like how bad they were defensively to give you a sense of what that means. A lot of times these numbers mean something to us. And even as bad as they were defensively, it was still only 1.08.
Is what they allowed?
Per possession, Louisville did.
Gosh. I mean, it just felt like when we were in league play, everybody was the best offense in the country.
Actually, you're right. Okay. They were actually worse in league play defensively. In league play, they allowed 1.15 points per possession. So to give you a sense of how good the offense was for Charleston. Now, the defense wasn't good. I'm not telling you everything. Like,
right.
Their offense was so good that they were even better than teams were defensively. You know, think how bad Louisville was defensively. Their offense was better in conference offensively than Louisville was bad defensively in conference.
That works for me.
That gives you some perspective.
That works for me. I'll take that all day long. And College of Charleston is, you know, he didn't have the same level of player. Now, we got Rain Smith and we got Scott, but everything else is going to be new. He's going to have some pretty serious dudes on this team, and I'm excited, you know, for Hadley and Terrence Edwards and Corin Johnson. You give me a Chucky Hepburn in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking. We've got some players. We've got some ball movement. I do think we need some size. You know, we do need some size, especially if Ali Khalif is not going to be available. Which, how bad is this injury if it's April and he's not going to be available till November?
Well, he's not even available in November. He's sitting out all next year, right?
Right. Like, I wonder if they're underselling that. Like to manage expectations. Like, he could be back in January, but we're not going to say that because, you know, we don't know for sure.
I mean, he got injured in their conference tournament, right? Or no?
I don't know that.
I'm looking at this article dated March 14th. Yeah. was without starting center Ali Khalifa in the second half against Texas Tech. So, yeah, he's 6'11", so you know that's a lot of weight on with that, I guess, the knee.
And he's a bigger big.
Yeah, and so he hurt himself in the conference tournament. So if it's one of those serious knee injuries, you're probably not getting a guy back from that.
Yeah, probably not.
Man.
It would be great to have him, though, I'll tell you, man. It would be great. And I'm glad he didn't go to Pope. I guess Pope didn't meet him at the airport.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Mark?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're not going to the airport for Ali Khalifa?
I'm trying to figure out. Oh, it was an ankle injury. Sorry.
An ankle.
Golly, it must be broken. It must be.
It must be a bad. It must have required some serious surgery. So, hold on.
He on the Cardinal Authority, he said, I just had a scope to see what is going on in my knee. I'm just waiting to get there. It was an ankle injury that had him out, but okay. I think he probably
had
has
a
some,
knee too.
Yeah,
so we're going to take care of both of them at the same time.
Yeah, we showed the doctors the images and everything, and they told me to do surgery, but the recovery time is long, so I won't be able to play next season.
I mean, it's got to be serious. No one announces they're going to redshirt unless it's a super serious injury.
Yeah.
So don't be sweating him to come back. All right, just lay off him.
Yeah, we'll just wait. But we got to get some size on this team. You know, I mean, James Scott is. I mean, he's obviously a tall guy, but 6'10", 200 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a skinny dude. 6'10", 200 is skinny.
Yeah.
I love the length, but you've got to have some heft in the ACC to stop guys that look like Armando Bacot.
Yeah. Texas says he played all last year with the injury, wore a brace all of last year. So it's probably like it wasn't healing. Let's see. I wonder if building a team from the ground up will be a blessing in disguise. You get to build a team exactly the way you'd like to meet your philosophy. It feels like it could be a great thing. I think how tough that is to do once you have a base of guys that may or may not meet that need. I mean, I think it's part of the – I mean, it's probably part of the reason – I mean, there's probably a lot of reasons not to want anybody off of last year's team, even if they're good players. But really, it just might be because – I mean, it could be style play for a lot of them. Maybe it's, you know, you don't want any stain from that, any of that mentality. But, you know, they're definitely, he's definitely got an offense. He's definitely got a plan. Whether the plan will work, no one knows. But he's got a plan he's recruiting to.
It is tough, though, to fill 13.
Yeah, I think you're trying to get 7 or 8 really good and then sort of round out from there. What I think.
Because to ask, that's the thing about year one. Like, I'd like our start here, and I want to see how we finish. I just wonder, once you start getting, like, starter-quality guys like Terrence Edwards Jr., how many more really quality threes are you getting behind him? You know, when you're recruiting out of the portal. That's another thing if you're getting a freshman and you have some developmental players. But when you got to replace all 13, they're all coming out of the portal – that's tough. That's college.
I don't think you're trying to get 13. I think you would always try to have 13 because you want guys to develop year over year.
Duke's replacing all but two, but they are. But the difference between that is John Shire has a recruiting class that he had already backed up, so he's not having to replace 11. He already had the class, and then he's only got to go get 5 or 6. That's a different deal at Duke, especially when you have the higher caliber kids as the Duke recruiting class is this year. You know, you're filling in pieces. If you're Pat Kelsey or Mark Pope, you're starting over from basically scratch.
Yeah,
and you've got to get it all out of the portal. That's tough. You know, so I think results may vary here on how well you do, like out of the gate.
They said, will y'all get Coach PK on the backside of Churchill? I'm sure we will. I'm sure we'll get Coach will stop by.
Yeah. I mean,
he's going to take it all in. I already gave him the coaching about Oaks Day, so he owes me.
Yeah, that's right. If he shows up in like a bright pink coat, man, I mean, that guy's got me.
You know he's going to.
Can he do the frames in pink?
I'm sure Dr. Lynn is looking into that. I'm certain he's looking into that.
He's not going to show up looking like a funeral director, is what you're saying.
No, you're right. That is not going to happen.
Golly, drove me insane.
We know. We all want your problems. We all want to be. I'm with you on if it is something that you have.
Chase, if you show up wearing black to the Kentucky Oaks, we're not hanging out. I'm standing you up.
I hear you.
I'm leaving you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hang around a dude wearing black at the Kentucky Oaks. Not going to happen.
You're not going to hang around what?
A dude wearing black.
Okay, yeah, just checking. Just checking. You know, I don't know. We'll make sure. I want that stain on me.
Whatever, dude.
A DFH company, you're finding out right now, aren't you? Are you ready? You're ready for summer. Yeah, we'll see. Over there, you're probably going to find out over friends at DFH company if you have that AC unit of yours is ready to go or not. And if it's not, give them a call over there. If you have any issues, if your air conditioning goes out and you need an emergency,
Call DFH.
That's what they're used to.
I don't want to bother them, though.
Don't ask for recommendations on Facebook.
I don't want to bother them.
No, they're not bothering them. This is the life they've chosen. This is, they've chosen to work at this. It's not like they're just looking around going, why are you bothering me with this?
I don't want to inconvenience them with my air conditioner.
No, they are used to people calling in a panic going, I got a birthday party. I got to get this thing. We'll be over there. We got it. Chill out. Birthday party not to be canceled. You're going to be all good. But it's DFH Company. Great longtime partner of ours. DFHcompany.com. And when you get over there, DFH Company, tell me what's talking about. I'm here on the Diener Show.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy. So we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
We're having an all-night revival. Some call the women and some will steal the Bible.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
That's good. Although I saw Coach tweeted out the live version of this, which was way better because Zach Bryan, again, very not very upbeat, but in the but the live version, I agree. So I mean, if you find that, pop that in here this segment.
The live version,
yeah, okay. Well, whatever Kelsey tweeted out this morning,
yeah. Ever since
I liked
the song,
it a lot
started
better than. I mean, I just can't imagine going one of the concerts like this. It just sounds like it's just so depressing.
Well, I think you gotta liven it up,
for a live performance. Yeah.
There's lots of ways to do that in music.
He brings the band. His band gets going a little bit.
Yeah, I guess that's really the key.
Yeah, the live version's from Red Rocks. It's 12 minutes long.
Oh, I bet
he gets it going.
Well, yeah. But whatever, we can see if we can locate that. But yeah. Also today, Louisville baseball's moved up to 5:00. They're going to start the game at 5:00 this afternoon. So if you plan to go over there, it's still free admission. So they're just going to try to get ahead of the weather. Speaking of weather, have we looked ahead to the Derby for?
So yesterday, when Lightsey and I looked, it looked promising, but it's so far away.
Oh, my God, it looks awful.
Does it?
Rain, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Let that be your own. Rain on Tuesday, rain on Thursday. Let's see, Friday. Showers in the morning, then partly cloudy. Saturday, cloudy with a few showers. It's too far out.
It's too far out. Well, it's okay. Friday, showers in the morning, partly cloudy in the afternoon. I can deal with that.
When I look at the...
I'm looking at the
pictures.
Right. So you got to read the words. Read the words. Well, and then on Saturday.
And Saturday it says cloudy with a few
cloudy
showers.
Cloudy with a few showers.
Chance of rain 40%.
Yesterday was better. Yesterday's forecast was way better for Derby.
And I one thing I will guarantee you, Sunday, May 5th will be the best day of weather we have had all year. The day after Derby is always just, like a taunting
Especially
situation.
The Saturday after Derby. Like the one Saturday.
I mean the very next day.
The very next day?
Yeah, the very next day. So many times. It's been just like a big,
And they never got it more wrong than the Justified Derby. They kept saying the rain was going to move out. Rain was going to move out.
They were trying to be optimist.
Yeah. And it never moved out.
Ever.
Not even
think about it.
No.
Did not even think about it. So... we'll see. We'll see. All right. But a number of things to jump back into. All right. I can barely, when I go on vacation, I don't even turn on the TV.
Turn on the television?
No. If I'm on the beach, I don't. I'm not doing that.
I get it.
But so what has happened with Penny Boone since? I assume he didn't play in the spring game, right?
He did not. He was not there, as far as I know, at the spring game. And so he obviously left the program. He put something out on Instagram, like second, third, whatever. We saw the photos of him actually running, getting snaps from Harrison Bailey. So we know he's running second or third. And then his agent talked to a Cardinal Craze website and tried to clean this up. Said nice things. It wasn't an NIL situation. He was paid like a running back one, all this other stuff. And then spring game happens. Pete Nakos on 3 Sports said that Penny Boone's considering a return to Louisville. So we're thinking, okay, I guess maybe.
Well, at this point, is the offer even extended?
Is that door even open to Penny Boone? I don't know that answer. I don't know.
It wasn't the cleanest of weeks around here last week.
And part of it is, too, is if you were at the spring game, that the guys seemed like they had a good vibe about them. You know, like, and if this guy has been trouble for you and you're set at running back, is it worth the risk of messing that up? And I was talking to Lightsey yesterday. Like, the Juwar Jordan, Jamari Thrash, and Brian Hudson play through all those injuries if the locker room's bad? You know, the locker room's good.
Right.
So you don't want to risk your locker room if it's a problem.
And I don't know that it would necessarily be that, right? I mean, you don't know that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there were problems. He put that out publicly on Instagram.
Yeah.
He didn't have to do that.
Frankly, at a position they don't really need. I mean, that's the truth of the matter is they don't really need.
They've got 5 and they got Duke Watson coming in. You know, he'll be here this this spring.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's kind of like maybe we can have a mutual, by the way, we may want to use that money we're going to pay you to, like, again, wide receiver.
But Lole's gone, because that's the other thing. Like, some NIL has gone out the door here. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at it, Jermaine Lole was getting NIL. I think Alderman was probably getting a little bit.
But Lole had to be getting a pretty good chunk of money.
I
think Boone probably got a pretty decent chunk of money.
Now, how much did Alderman get?
I don't know.
Burgess, did he get some? Maybe a little.
This is just
some of these other guys probably got small amounts if they got anything. So, you know, some of that is already now. But Louisville's over the scholarship limit, so they were always going to.
Everybody's over the scholarship limit in spring. I mean, because everybody
should be.
Most of the transfers in spring are team based. Seems to me. I mean, that's
right.
I agree with. I don't know if it was 40 or Wetzel that said that, and I think that's right on one of their podcasts. Because when you get to spring, if guys are transferring, and Rummage just said this, if guys aren't transferring, then that's an indication that you're not deep enough.
Right.
That there's not enough, or there's not enough competition at that particular spot. And I kind of agree with that.
I agree with them too. But, you know, when you have some of these guys leave, you needed to lose 2 to get to 85. They've lost 7.
They were going to, So I don't know how many teams even want to be at the full level anymore. I mean, and if you, like I've always said, if you had to pay for your 86, 87 scholarship, but the more quote NIL, you can do it.
You can do it. But now the emphasis is going to be on, I think you do need a linebacker now with Alderman leaving. Yeah. I don't think you really want that.
Yeah, but
to be thin.
I think what you would say is, I think you'd rather take the money that he was going to use and now use it elsewhere if you're good there.
But we need receiver.
Yeah, yes.
Need receiver big time.
Yeah, I mean it's so.
And there's some good ones out there.
So I don't think it's, again, Jeff Brom will manage his own roster. Mm-hmm. And it's so crazy to talk in these terms. Like, it's just so, it sounds normal to us that we're talking about how much we're going to pay these players. But that's where we are. Like, it's just sometimes a little desensitized to it. But when you are, when you have money you could save at a position where you have a surplus to spend on the money where you have need, that seems like a no-brainer. Like, I don't even think about it. But you are worried, what if he goes to Kentucky?
Well, I think Penny Boone goes to visit Kentucky, and we've seen what big backs at UK can do. I mean, they've done really well with big backs. And Penny Boone is the baby bus. He's a big back. And I don't know what they have at, I don't know what the Vanderpump Rules guy has at quarterback. I don't know if he's any good or not. I don't know if they have it at Vanderpump Rules. I don't know what his name is.
Vandergriff.
Vandergriff. Thank you.
They do have a big running back already, though. The guy from Ohio State.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Chip Traynham.
Well, that's another thing. It's like we're getting a visit from an Ohio State running back. Like, he's got us on his list, and the Ohio State backfield is loaded, so this guy's trying to get out because they have 2 first-round picks in their backfield at Ohio State, and it's like, okay, like maybe we're upgrade. You know what I'm saying? So there's a number of different ways that this could go, and but I do love our backs. If it's Maurice Turner, Isaac Brown, obviously, you know, Donald Chaney looked good. I mean, you would have liked him. If you'd have seen him on Friday, Chaney looked good.
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy who beat Boone out, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was number one.
So Don Chaney's number one. Why are we chasing our tail trying to...
Kawan Brown looked really good. And I've heard incredible things about Duke Watts. And Isaac Brown looked great. So I'm not upset with where we are at running back. I don't know that this is... If you only have a limited amount of NIL... I don't know that running backs where you're really going to invest.
That's my whole point. I think that's where they were. That seemed to be the attitude prior.
Unless you get that kid from Ohio State, and then you can invest as much as you want.
and you probably tell some other running back on the roster, it might be in your best interest to look around.
Probably.
Because that's what everybody's doing. They're going shopping. So. And it'll have a trickle-down effect. Ohio State running back leaves Ohio State, goes to Louisville, probably bumps a running back there, down to whoever. I mean, this is a trickle-down effect. I mean, I don't know where – sometimes the biggest beneficiary of it might be somebody you're not even thinking about.
True.
You know, it might be
– It is funny on our defensive line, like, everybody's like, oh, we got to get somebody to beat out Dez Tell and Jared Dawson and Ramon Puryear, and they bring in Lole and Taufik Thomas, and those are the guys that leave. You know, Puryear and Dawson and Tell, they're still there, still number one. You know, they keep bringing in all these guys to compete with them, and they keep winning the job.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, we got a pretty good group up there. I'm really excited about it.
Because I love the spin when they left, they weren't a one or two. I guess U of L doesn't need depth. No, they have depth.
We do want
depth.
But
they have depth there. And it wasn't a spin. There was his own agent released a video of him taking second screen.
And he even said on Instagram, second, third.
And which I don't understand. What is wrong with being a number two back? A second string running back is the difference. There's a clear to me difference between what we used to think of as a second string running back and the number two running back. The number two running back gets a ton of carries.
Yes.
And plays a lot of downs because you don't want to wear your guys out. You know, like when Mo Williams ran for like 1,600 yards for Kentucky and they handed the ball like 40 times a game.
Right.
That's not happening anymore because those guys are smart enough, one, to not allow themselves to get beat up like that, and two, the teams don't want to do that.
Sure. And the last guy we really had that carried a load like that, what was it? Bilal Powell?
Probably. That's what Bilal I was thinking out. Yeah.
Probably the last one.
Bowling ball type running back.
And I love Bilal Powell, but it's just...
He was the face, right?
He was the face.
Yeah, he was the face of the program.
Javian Hawkins got a lot with Satterfield that one year.
But he wasn't that
He didn't finish
size.
The year. No, he was smaller.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You know, to me, I do think that, you know, Isaac Arendo is at...
Which
the
is
spring game,
which is going to be great to see what happens with him in this draft.
I mean, it was in the third or fourth round. Then it's like okay, he was the second string back at Louisville, and he's going in the third round. But Penny Boone can't play second string.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. You know, but this is where we are with running backs in the NFL for sure too. Like, you're going to be looking for guys who don't have a lot of who still have a lot of tread on that tire.
Yeah.
The Oklahoma State back. What was that guy? They were giving him the ball like 30, 35 times a game.
This year. Yeah.
How intriguing is he to the New York Jets?
Now, I don't know, but it's something you'd have to look at, go to how many miles are off those tires.
Right. That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I'm an NFL GM, yeah, that's great. You got 35. You have a lot of durability. I don't know how much tread you have left.
Texter says, being the father of a local meteorologist, don't look at the weather more than 4 days out. No reason to even look at Derby right now. Okay.
Thank you.
I'll follow
that
advice.
You
I
alleviate some of my concerns.
And says, can you give details about how to attend the backside next week? Days open? Can anyone go? No. You have to go to the front side unless you know someone.
Yeah.
That's the fact of the matter.
It's a racing license,
have to go to the
media, right?
Yeah. You're going to either have to know someone that can help you with that, or you just have to go to the front side like everywhere else. And I'll be honest. If you want to see the horses actually how they look when they're working out,
better.
The front set is a way better vantage point because that's where they're actually finishing up their work. I mean, they're...
Well, when we were on the front side during the COVID year and for the Breeders' Cup, I think we're over there, it was great. Like, Clint was calling out the horses. He knew who they were.
It was amazing.
And we were able to see them work because you could see them the whole way around track. When on the backside, it is pretty because you have the spires
and stuff, but
you're not seeing the horses.
Yeah, and you get... I think it equal an experience on that front side. So, we'll let you hop on in here, 267-9680. Is our number to get in. You can text away that UPS Jobs text line, 437-9680. So, I mean, do we need to talk more about Carter Knox going with Kenny Payne? Do we? What is your overall? I barely jumped on Twitter.
I think we were held hostage after 12 wins in 2 years to try to sign Carter Knox because I do think Kenny
Payne. I don't know how much it held hostage worked. It was one of the worst terroristic demands ever.
It was an attempt.
It's like, we'll blow up the planet for $1 million.
Right. Yeah, I think Kenny was holding Carter Knox. Josh Hurd was holding the gun, and he was trying, and it was like, I'm going to fire, and then
it's turned violent.
Josh Hurd just shot Carter Knox.
No, that is not at all what happened. You got so traveling. Just come down and travel. You got so up in the air on that, and I don't know where that analogy was meant to go
in
your mind.
He was threatening to take Carter Knox somewhere else, and he did. And so
yeah,
there we go.
You can't threaten someone with something they don't care about.
Right.
Not that they don't care about Carter Knox. They didn't. Can you belong? Have him visit today. Okay, fine. Do whatever you want. You're gone.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting shot. I think, again, use him as a human shield might be the best
way. He used him as a human shield, and Josh Hurd did not care about that human shield at all.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. Traveling.
But we knew that this was never going to happen because you're not going to keep Kenny
and
Payne
it was
after.
So, just
how empty would be the Yum Center be next year if Kenny Payne was coming back?
I don't even want to think about
that. Josh
days.
Even have a job?
No.
He gets fired, right?
There's no way you can. It wasn't even a. It doesn't. There's no evaluation to be done.
Right.
There's no evaluation. The only evaluation is you got to go, what's it cost?
Correct.
Maybe we can save
$800,000. History of the planet that Kenny Payne had to get fired.
Yeah. Now, I don't like the fact that there was nothing to offset his new contract. I got to say that.
You can make $900,000 on top of what we're paying him?
I just, that one's, for there's criticism, like that one is one that is pretty valid. That I hope they don't do that.
Well, it's the second one we've done.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just don't, again, I've only known a couple of negotiations in college football and basketball, and that's one that it seems like it'd be an easier battle for the school to fight than because people are like, oh, don't give him buyouts. Yeah, good luck. That's the industry standard.
Well, what leverage did Bobby Petrino have when he came here?
No,
he was at Western Kentucky.
Well, I mean, Tom just wanted to pay him, show the commitment. We're so but that doesn't mean it was a good
doesn't
business
mean it's a good
decision.
Deal because no. when and you know. And he did bottom out 2 years after winning, had a quarterback who won the Heisman Trophy, which is just unprecedented. I've never seen anything like that. But you should be able to offset the contract. And it's infuriating that Kenny Payne can be as bad as he was and then make $900,000 at Arkansas and then start landing recruits. Okay.
Which was the only one he was probably going to land anyway, but.
Probably.
Yeah. It makes you want to pull your hair out. I
really annoying.
Yes.
Really annoying.
You're absolutely
right. Do you have a Derby horse?
Not yet. I'm going to have to start looking through these.
Probably hard to get off fierceness, I'd say.
Yeah, I would say you're probably right. Wouldn't anybody look?
Does Patino show up?
I don't know.
Holy Racing?
I think
he'll be here.
So,
I think he'll be here.
I'll find out.
I think he's coming. I think he'll show up. I think he'll be with Rapoli. I think he'll be in the winner's circle if fierceness wins.
With his cat's gear on?
He'll take his winning ticket and donate it to the Mark Pope NIL fund.
If anybody doesn't realize, that's a joke still. You keep perpetuating this like he was really going to donate to another school.
I don't care.
I still think Jared thought that. I still think he thinks that's
Jared's very upset at Coach Pitino.
Oh,
but
I don't think
Jared really appreciated Rick Pitino.
Jared's just he's a pro sports guy now. It's hard for me to take his college takes.
Well, he goes, words matter. Man. And I'm like, words never matter to Pitino. Actions matter.
Yes.
Yeah, actions
matter. You
held him
to his words? Are you kidding me?
You can't hold Rick Pitino to his words?
Hell no.
Are you serious right
nuts?
Now?
Yeah. We'll find out. I don't know.
I think he will show up because he's the Kentucky Derby favorite. I think bygones be gone. We interviewed Richard for the job. There's good vibes
but
here.
That was not had not, one had nothing to do with the other.
But Mark Pope's now the coach.
Look, Richard interviewed the job because Richard wanted to get it on the mix.
Know,
his
but,
dad was not one that.
But even probably, his wounds with UK are mostly healed now that Calipari's gone.
Yeah,
I mean there's a lot of things going Rick Pitino's way to return to Churchill Downs for the Kentucky Derby.
That still doesn't mean he's going to do it.
He might.
I'm asking.
Okay,
I've sent a couple texts.
He went to Keeneland.
I know. That's not Louisville. He never said he wouldn't go back to Louisville.
Still no statement about Peyton Siva getting hired.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there still isn't?
From Patino?
From
no,
Patino.
we got from the school.
After, yeah, yeah,
but not
yeah,
from
yeah,
Rick.
Yeah.
Official
yeah.
yeah.
Well, he's not on, I mean, we no, all love Peyton.
I'm not going to give him a pass on that. He should have done that. He absolutely okay. should have said congratulations to, I mean, he's always glowing about Peyton Siva.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Coach Peyton Siva.
So is that a big sticking point on Louisville Twitter and internet that he has not congratulated? I mean, I get it. I get it.
No, it's not. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's a sticking point for you.
No, he's just, I mean, Rick is Rick. I mean, he at this point, he's too old to change, but he's a liar.
Or want so. To. Yeah. yeah.
He's a liar, but you know he is.
No, no, no. He meant that at the time, Mark. That's
at the time.
Yeah, he meant
but,
that at the time.
But if I know that you're a liar, it's like, I know how to take you. I know that what
well, you were
you
okay
say
when he, quote, lied about how long David Padgett was going to be out, like, for the year. I mean, yeah. that's technically, by that definition, a, quote, lie.
Yeah, thought he was going to, then he started the next year.
Yeah, it's hyperbole. I sound like him now. It's not a lie. It's hyperbole.
You're justifying the lying.
It's hyperbole. We saw it around here all the time.
I know.
You held him to everything
no.
he said.
No, that's what I'm saying. I definitely wouldn't and don't. Because I know he's not going to stay at Iona for the rest of his career.
That's what he meant. That's what he meant at the time, Mark.
I know he's not going to stay in Greece for the rest of his career. I know
he's
not going to never coach again. I knew all those things would not be true.
I think it's funny. He's still polarizing. Like, even, like, there's a lot of UK fans that are like, yes, bring him back. And then there's a lot that are like, he can never
come. Oh, Strieber wanted him back.
Yeah. I got a hard no. Is he coming to Derby?
Really? Man.
But again, it's him. He might change his mind that morning.
Right. He might change his mind and roll on in.
That's a hard no. So we'll see.
Pat Kelsey's going to be a Derby.
Well, yeah.
Jeff Brohm's going to be there.
They're the Louisville coaches. They should take full advantage. They should be on the NBC broadcast, maybe. I don't know. Seems like a pretty solid idea to me.
I'd make
sure. The national television audience. Yeah.
I would make sure. Yeah. I would ensure that we would have. If Donovan Mitchell's out of the playoffs, which doesn't look like he's going to be, I'd have Donnie there. I'd have Terry there. I'd have Lamar there. You know, if I'm Jeff, I'd get Teddy to show up. Like, all my people.
You want to take on that project?
Look, I don't work for U of L.
It's just not as easy as saying I'd do that is all I'm saying.
I would attempt to make all
yes,
that happen.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it would be a priority for me if that was my job.
And it would still be damn near impossible.
Yes,
but it
is the Kentucky Derby.
It should. It should be a showcase for your city and by extension, your school.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Because so many people think of Kentucky, they think like they're coming to a cow pasture. And they're like, wow, this is really a city, huh?
This is great. This is a lot of stuff
like they're
going
stunned.
On.
You've seen the people. They're stunned.
They're like, what is happening? Oh, my gosh, this place is amazing. Yeah. I had no idea. You see it every single time the Kentucky Derby rolls
and
around.
And you also want to say, it ain't like this every week, so don't get your hopes up.
But the infrastructure's all still here, you know, Churchill Downs. They're going to be wheeling right back, and we'll be
your
out there on
favorite
Thursday.
Favorite term. Yeah, we're wheeling back.
Well, we will wheel back.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Because we're going to have to with PGA, 2 weeks after
oh,
that.
Oh, my word. And I mean, it's like an afterthought because the Derby's the Derby, but, I mean, are we ready for this?
Yeah.
Are we ready
for Scotty Scheffler to probably come to town and win by 15 strokes like he's doing seemingly every event?
Are our feet and livers prepared for what's about to happen?
Yes. Yes, that's a 2 week break. It's forever.
It's a 2 week
it's a layoff.
I don't know, man. The Preakness is too soon after the Kentucky Derby. I don't know if I'm ready for it.
The Preakness is too soon. When's the last time you went to the Preakness?
Never.
Yeah, you're not missing anything.
No,
here, by the way.
No. I'm not. I don't know that I'll ever go.
It's all right.
Is it okay?
It might be worth doing once, but it's.
Is it okay?
If you'd rather just go to the Belmont, you're probably better off with that too. You should probably go once.
I want to do the Belmont. Yeah. I've never been to any of them other than the Derby because it's tough to top.
All right, we'll continue along here. 267-9680. That's our number to get in. Text away to the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. You can do so here and hop on in with us as we roll along here. Hey, Red, Green, Blue, RGBHomeTheaters.com. That's who, if you want to go get anything done with your TV setup. That's who I would turn to. Red, Green, Blue, RGBHomeTheaters.com. That's who I've used. That's who Scotty Davenport, amongst others, have used. And that's who, you're going to find out whether you need, just a TV hung or whether you're trying to build out, a big sports bar. You can do it over there at RGB. Talk to Kyle. Red, Green, Blue. That's the easiest way to remember it. And, they're going to make sure, particularly if you're someone who is remodeling
or is new construction. It's really, really worth your time to give them a call, because they're going to save you a lot of time, a lot of money. Red, green, blue, RGBHomeTheaters.com. And tell me, let's talk about them right here on the Diener Show. All right, hour number three, straight ahead.